Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation. Recorded live during the Spring 2020 Wednesday webinar series.
So again, we welcome you to our Wednesday webinar series. Holly, we'll turn the time over to you for Trust in the Journey, the Unexpected Fruit.
So hi, everyone. This is a really fun and very different way to do the conference. But I'm super excited that I still get to share some of my story, and hopefully it will be inspiring and give you some help in your journey as well. And I'm super excited. I was so excited to share my story at the conference because we've been going to it, I believe, 8 years. And this is my graduation year. My youngest of my 6 children is graduating this year and starting BYUI online courses next year before she wants to go on a mission. So I'm graduating, and that just got me really excited to share what it looks like with some of you to finish, because I very well remember the beginning and how it all came together. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you. My story, my homeschool story, starts in 1988 when I married my husband. My parents are both school teachers. My dad taught public school for like 37, 38 years, long time. And so I had never even heard of the term homeschooling until I married my husband. And I was able to go to some family get-togethers and meet some of his extended family. And I met an aunt and uncle of his, and they just caught my eye. They had, I believe, 4 children, maybe 5 at the time. And I noticed that I kept watching them every time we would have family get-togethers. And the thing that made them stick out to me was their connection. The kids were very close to each other. I could tell they were probably the oldest was a young teen and younger, but still, I could tell they had really unique dynamics in their family, and they were always hugging their parents. And anyway, I just watched them. And after a little while, I don't know exactly how long, maybe a couple years even of watching them, I asked some questions, and I asked my mother-in-law, they're different. Why are they different? Like, their family's so close. And she said, well, they homeschool. And I remember thinking, I have no idea what that means. So I decided to ask my husband's aunt right up front. And so I had a conversation with her, because by then I had had our first child. And I asked her what it was she was doing. And she was so smart. She didn't act like she knew everything. She just said, I have some books, because I don't want to be the person that sends you on this path. I want you to figure it out for yourself. And so she gave me, and I wish I could remember all the names of them, but like 3 or 4 books about homeschooling. And I read all of them. And by the time I was done reading those books, for whatever reason, I had my own like testimony of, this sounds really amazing. Like, there's something about this that I want to explore. And so my husband and I, by this time, have 2 children, and we're living in Germany. He's active duty army. And my funny story is that I decided to go for it. And I literally remember the first day of my son's kindergarten, when the school bus from the military, it would pull up right next to our apartment every morning to pick up kids. And I remember the bus pulling up and sitting straight up in bed, and like, my heart was pounding, and I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Like, he's not getting on the bus, and now I'm in charge of his education. And it just hit me so hard that was such a big decision that I'd made. So there we went. We started from that little moment, and I really had developed what I realized over the years reading all those books had helped me develop my why. And when women have asked me over the years, what was the most important thing that helped you have longevity? What has kept you going? I realized that your why has to be absolutely ginormous. It has to pull on your heartstrings. It has to be big enough to get you out of bed when you don't want to get out of bed. It has to help you get through those days where the teacher wants to check out and abandon the whole idea, like, what was I thinking? And I remember, like, the first few years, I was very isolated and didn't have a support system with what I was doing. So there were a lot of tears and a lot of, I think I'm insane, just getting going, if any of you can relate to that. But I did have a why. And I have three whys, actually, that have allowed me to do this 26-year journey. And I believe, you know, not that it made anything perfect, but that's what kept me motivated. And so I'm going to tell you what my three whys are. So first, my biggest why of all is what I saw in my husband's aunt and uncle. I saw unity, basically. They had a super, to me, unusual relationship with their kids and their kids to each other. And I wanted that so badly. And some of that, and I won't go into this a ton, but I'm the oldest of 9 children, and I have great parents who are very educated. But my siblings and I, we were all so busy with our friends and our schoolwork. You know, I remember doing homework till midnight and then practices for madrigals and whatever, early mornings and jobs and all that stuff. So we were so splintered that even though, you know, we were this awesome LTS family, we were not unified in a way that I wanted personally. And so that is my number one why. I homeschooled to create unity. And I now know, like, there probably were other ways to do it, but I feel like that's the path that was brought into my life for a reason. I'll talk about that later. I'm so, so grateful for that why that came clear to me, even though my son was 4 turning 5 and my daughter was 2 turning 3 when I started. I already desired that so much. And then my second why was that my kids would leave my home with a great love, a love for God. I wanted their testimonies to be protected and to have the chance to flourish and grow. And then my third why was from my life story, I wanted to protect my children from too much exposure to the influences of the world. And not that I would keep them from all the things in life that they would need, but that I would protect them from unnecessary experiences that I found in my life were kind of damaging and I feel like caused me some stress that I probably didn't need. And my husband and I both had similar upbringing that way. We both grew up in California and then moved to Utah as young teenagers and both really, really struggled and were bullied and just had some unfortunate experiences trying to fit in our teen years. And so that was a huge thing for me was, is there a way that I can diminish that? So those are my three whys. Your whys will probably be different than mine. Maybe they'll overlap somewhere. But those were my three big reasons that pushed me through all the hard things. And I just wanted to laugh and notice, I realized after a few years that none of my whys had to do with education. And somebody is probably listening and going, oh, you didn't even talk about school, because that wasn't in my top three. I had a bachelor's degree. I knew that I could teach my children, you know, the basics of life. And when I first started to homeschool, my only goal was to get my children through elementary school. Like I figured with my bachelor's degree, I could get through at least fifth grade. But my husband, he's really brilliant and super great. Everywhere that I'm weak, he's strong. So math and science. And I figured that together we could accomplish elementary school. And then as those years started to end for my first few children, there were so many opportunities that started to open up with computers. And this is a little bit before internet, but there were so many programs and just totally different resources than I had had when I started. So I just kept going because we loved the dynamics. We loved what we were doing. So that was very unexpected in my journey. A huge unexpected fruit was that all six of my kids, for the most part, we made it all the way through and into their college with our homeschool project. So that was in 1993 that we started that fun story with my son not getting on the school bus. And I could talk to you for hours and hours and days, even probably, about all the mistakes that I've made. We changed curriculum so many times. I tried so hard in the beginning to almost create a little schoolhouse, you know, like when you're a kid, you'd play school. And I did that to begin with. I started out very much kind of mimicking public school, but doing it at home, and found over the years what a mistake that was, that I wasn't enjoying the journey like I could. And we also had tons of victories, and I could talk about them too, and that's part of why I'm here on this call. There were many times that I wanted to run away, and I occasionally did. I tell moms all the time, like there were sick days. There were Disney days, I call them, when the kids were little, where I would be like, I'm checking out today. We're doing Disney. We're watching videos. And that's okay. Like I wish that I would have appreciated that and not been so hard on myself when I started. I wish I would have let myself be okay with that and not feel guilt and have just gone with the flow more with my children, because we had normal life drama. I had four more pregnancies, so we have six children. And we moved 18 times. Yes, we did. And we had, you know, plenty of other dramas like everyone else. We, you know, life happens and your school just has to keep going because your kids have to keep being educated. So, but today, gratefully, I am just going to focus on the fruit, the unexpected and the awesome expected fruit that came from this. I call it my beautiful, crazy, messy journey. So what are my top three fruits of homeschooling? So I told you my number one why. So my number one fruit is that my children now range from, my oldest is 30 and my youngest is 17. And they are very close to each other. They reach out even as adults and contact each other for counsel and just friendship. And my husband and I are very close to our children too. And we try to be there and support them in any way that we can. And I just want to say, like, if that was the only positive of homeschooling, if I was told that would be the only gift I would receive, I would absolutely do all 26 years over again, because that has been the best fruit, I can imagine. Just to see my kids need each other and want to be, to keep their relationships going. And that is exactly what I saw in my husband's aunt and uncle, was this weird, like, family that enjoyed each other. And I can honestly say that my children and my husband and I enjoy each other. They are my best friends. The second fruit that brought lots of surprises was the freedom that the homeschooling lifestyle afforded us. And it didn't seem like that at first, mostly because of the way I was interpreting homeschooling. I was kind of rigid, I want to admit. Like, I'm definitely someone who follows through and is a driver. So I, you know, we had schedules and charts, and I remember I had a little bell even when we first started, and a clock, and I was just having so much fun having this very rigid school experience. And thankfully my kids were young, and so they thought it was fun too. But basically I was just doing public school and not really enjoying myself after a while, and neither were they. And so as my kids grew up and got older, I had to grow up with them, which is good. I still had schedules as our school kind of transitioned, because for me, I felt like it was really important to, you know, kind of know what we were doing, at least. So I had the kids plan out their own schedules. Every year we would sit down and talk about, at least probably by the time they were in even second and third grade, my younger kids, we would talk about their interests. And of course we kind of covered the basics, but then they could add to that with what they were wanting to learn about. And our school just turned into more of a lifestyle. My kids learned to cook and make fun meals, and they learned how to clean everything in the house, which came into play on missions in college. They learned how to have conversations and, you know, just anything they wanted to learn. That's what we did. And it also gave us the opportunity to travel a lot. My husband was in sales after the military, and we were able to just pack up the school books and go wherever we wanted to and use those opportunities as learning, because they really are. And gratefully, all my kids turned into readers. They all really enjoy reading. And I just want to report, because I get asked this sometimes. Yes, they all did well on their ACT tests. And five of them have gone to college so far. And a couple are still in school getting higher education. And my youngest, Shelby, just got accepted. Well, she's starting her BYUI concurrent enrollment for next year, getting ready to go into school. And that's a whole nother discussion. But that's one way that we learned to transition our kids really well from homeschool into college. It's worked perfectly. So yes, we got him into school. So that was very exciting, because I know that can be really scary when you first get started. And the third fruit that I wanted to talk about was that my children became very comfortable and confident in adult situations. And I think this is because they were mostly socialized by adults, and adults that really love them. So their parents and grandparents. And I didn't really think about that when I started, but I've watched my kids as they became a little older, even young teens. They were offered leadership positions and job opportunities that their peers weren't getting, because they had developed this comfort in being able to talk to adults. They didn't feel the age gap at all. So that was a really interesting fruit that I saw come out of it that has really benefited my children into adulthood, into school, on missions. They flourished in adult situations. I've been asked, you know, because the big question or accusation sometimes that you get a lot is, aren't you worried about your kids' socialization? And after a few years, I had much better comebacks when I was asked that. But what I saw is that my kids knew how to play. They knew how to be children, but they also knew how to be confident and to ask questions of adults. Adults were not just kind of scary authority figures. So that was a huge fruit that I did not expect. There is one drawback from this fruit that we experienced with all six of the kids as they came into their mid-teens dating years. They started to realize that their peers were kind of annoying. And let me finish. So they loved the homeschool conference. Just LDSHE was just such a gift to our family because my children were all able to find really lifelong relationships here with the other youth, just making a plug for that. But they did struggle sometimes with the decisions of their peers that were not being homeschooled. And so we would always kind of talk through that and get through some of the rough patches that happened with that. But it cleared up for all of them once they were in college and on missions. So just want to throw that out there, that that was a funny little blip that we had to get through. But honestly, I mean, I feel like I've always been an old soul. So I had some of that myself when I was a teenager. So I didn't think it was too weird because I remember relating to what they were feeling. So did I achieve my three goals? And I just want to say a huge yes. And I'm going to dive into that just a little bit. So the desired closeness was and is to this very moment super satisfying and makes me really, really happy. Five of my six children are married. We had three weddings in the last year. Yes. So they're all married, most of them all newlyweds. And we're trying to incorporate the new in-laws into our family. I'm finding that's kind of interesting because when you homeschool, you have this super tight bond. And my kids have tons of insider jokes and they can quote movies like crazy. And so as they brought in their spouses, I've noticed there is a little bit of a awkward transition to get them caught up into all the insider stuff after spending, you know, their whole growing up years together in the same house. But they've married great people and it's coming together. Everyone's doing well. So this part is ongoing and will go on forever. Several of my children have already expressed a desire to homeschool. Two of them have already started with their first children. And that's also an unexpected but amazing blessing and gift to kind of pass on the beautiful results that we experienced with my grandchildren and being able to be a part of their lives. And then my second desire or reason was that my children would leave home with strong testimonies of Christ. And I, you know, every day we started school with prayer and singing and scriptures. And we have super cute videos of that my kids like to watch. It was really fun. And so we talked of Christ all the time. I tried to use fairly Christian-based curriculum throughout the years. No matter what we were using, we always tried to use materials that agreed with our faith. And, you know, no family is perfect. We did our absolute best in this to build testimonies. And I know my children are just, they're great people, but everybody has their ups and downs, just like I do and you do. But what I really love is the openness that they can come to us for questions. My children, still as adults, ask, you know, what did you do when you faced this? And how did you get through this? And have you ever questioned this? And I'm just so thankful that the relationships that we have are solid enough to allow for that transparency and vulnerability in our families. So we're just a work in progress. But yes, I feel like we had a spiritual experience together. And interestingly, this COVID-19 experience with church has really, one of the things that surprised me, but it's made me so thankful with homeschooling, is that nothing's been too weird, all of this being home. But the best day of the week is Sundays, because my family all Skypes together and we have church kind, you know, our discussion, we have our come follow me discussion as an entire family. And every week someone else is leading the discussion. And I have to say that I have cried every week, because it's like, wow, this is exactly what I would have envisioned, and beyond anything beyond what I envisioned. So sorry, that's a little emotional. So super thankful for that fruit. The third one was to protect our children from too much exposure to the world. And so did we do that successfully? And my answer to this question is yes and no. We were able to kind of monitor, especially as children, the things that came into their lives, media and, you know, our television, computer, whatever. So we monitored that very closely. And the news, you know, things that we wanted them to know were going on in the world or not. So we were able to do that easily when they were younger. But as they got older, it was good. Like we, you know, we weren't able to protect our kids from getting hurt by friends or other church members. My kids all have weaknesses of their own, and I have weaknesses. They definitely had disappointments in, you know, just all the normal things, dating, jobs, all of it. And sometimes they were bullied. Anybody that is homeschooled for a long time knows that it's not all perfect. And especially in the 90s, there were many times that I actually had to hide my kids in different situations because it was still so not known or understood that we homeschooled. We lived in Illinois for just a very short time, but there was a cute little couple next to us who absolutely could not understand why our kids were not in school. And so I tried to explain several times to them that I was their teacher, but she just didn't get it. So we stayed inside a lot, so it just didn't cause any problems. Our best years were when we lived in states where there was year-round school, so that I didn't have to answer a lot of questions. But yeah, so there was definitely some bullying, even misunderstanding in different wards around the country that we lived in. People did not get what we were doing. I'm thankful, so thankful that that has decreased for all of you, that there is much more understanding and a lot more people that are homeschooling. And right now, everyone's homeschooling. We're so popular. So we were ahead of the game. Yeah, so homeschoolers do tend to stick out. And we tried to, you know, we put our kids in sports and dance and all the things. And so, you know, they did have friends, they did have peers. And so, yeah, so that creates some hardships. They definitely had the normal kid stuff. you know, and then there was our family stuff that every family has. I had some health challenges with depression and adrenal fatigue for a while. And my fifth child, my daughter, she developed Crohn's when she was a young teen, which transformed in a fabulous way our entire family and the way that we ate and our lifestyle. Everything changed for everyone. And so that was definitely a hardship and exposed my kids to, you know, lots of things, but I see it as an absolute blessing that we were able to learn all the skills we did helping my daughter, because they've ended up helping all of us. And yeah, we've had financial things. After 9/11, we had to close a family company and sell our house, and it was crazy. We had basically started over, and we had six kids. Our sixth was, she was born at the end of us kind of liquidating everything. But yeah, it was crazy. So our kids have seen us struggle. They've seen us regroup. They've watched us use the skills that we were trying to teach them and learn how to be resilient in marriage and relationships and money and jobs and all that stuff. So yes, I do feel like we were super successful in helping them navigate. And people have asked me, well, don't you think your kids will be, they won't fit in. They won't know how to be adults. And I have not experienced that at all. So if you have any fears about that, I actually feel like my kids are very informed, and just the way they think through and process news or events in their lives. I feel like they do it very well with the skills that they have and the things that we taught them at home. And if not, they check in and we discuss things. One of the things I do want to throw in here, I wasn't going to, but I'm going to. Over the years, people have said, what are you doing? Because there's something different when I talk to your kids. And we added into our curriculum reading books about success and how to think and how to just be successful human beings and how to have good relationships. And that became so important to my husband and I, and it still is. That's something we still do, is read books as a family. And that transformed literally me from the inside out and my children. And we read together. And again, we still do. We still are a family that tries to stay growth minded. So that also helps your kids deal with the world and the things that are going on. So I put in my notes a section for bragging. And since this is my graduation talk, I guess I'm the valedictorian, because this is my class. I'm just going to brag just about a couple things that I just love. So over the years, something very common that would happen when people would find out that we homeschool, usually after we moved somewhere, people would often say to me, why are your kids so normal? And that always was like the biggest compliment. Like, I'd pat myself on the back, because they couldn't tell the difference, really. They'd be like, your kids fit in and they're, anyway, I just love that, because I got so many times people talked about the socialization, and I'm really proud of my kids. I think they are good at making friends and they're good at helping people feel comfortable. So that's brag number one. And brag number two is that after 26 years of homeschooling, I still get compliments when I run into people from the past that they want to tell me about experiences with my kids at different activities. mostly church activities, I would say, and then some work opportunities that they had. And they would always tell me that my kids were the hardest workers they've ever met. And I highly recommend work, especially my boys when they were mid-teens. I allowed them to start working for, well, we were really blessed. We were living in North Carolina, and in our ward was a man who owned his own landscaping company. And so he loved my sons, two of them at that time that were home, and he hired them to work for him. So they would go to work and do landscaping early, like 8 a.m. until like after lunch. And then they would come home and do their school. And I absolutely love this for my boys. It taught them powerful work ethic. They paid for their missions. And anyway, I'm super proud of that, that people still remember my children as being hard workers. And I want to just say that I think it has a lot to do with all the cute chore charts I made. My kids can laugh at that. Ever since they were little, I just like chore charts. They keep everybody in line. So nobody left home from my house not knowing how to cook and iron and make a bed and all those things. So I love chore charts. So I get some of that credit. I do, you know, just to be real, of course, I could have done better. Like, it's fun to look back. I've learned a lot about myself. And I think I've just learned that wherever I was on the journey was the right place. I was learning with my children. I apologize to my kids all the time. I tell them, look, I had no idea what I was doing when I had my first child or when I started this huge experiment. And, you know, it was crazy. It was all over the place. But I absolutely know that I was guided and led to do this. And totally, it's the joy that has come from it is because we stayed in the process long enough to see the fruit that it would bear. And if I could say anything to beginning homeschoolers, or if you're in a few years and you're not sure what you're doing, you know, just take it a step at a time. Life keeps changing. Be nice to yourself. I wish I'd been nicer to myself. But it really, the joy and the true fruit from the longevity that we've experienced has exceeded all of my expectations and dreams. And it was hard work. Like, homeschooling isn't for the faint of heart, for sure, because it takes guts to go against, you know, the norm. And I love meeting homeschool moms. If I could see you all, I love meeting you because I know you're warriors. I know you have a warrior heart, because it's real. You have to discipline yourself. There were years that I didn't do girlfriend lunches or, you know, plan pretty much anything in the mornings. But I, you know, here I am, 26 years, which is crazy to believe. And it's coming to a close, and it's pretty bizarre. Like, it seems like it was so fast, to be honest, because, you know, I can look back and go, wow, how did 26 years of doing this crazy thing, you know, how did it go by so quickly? And I have wondered, what if I had given up? Did I have times that I wanted to give up? Yes, absolutely. There were, especially I think when the kids started, when I had like 3 or 4 teenagers, you know, and you've got 6 kids in 6 different grades, and, you know, you have your own life stuff going on. And yeah, there were times where I just thought I was nuts. And I would have loved to have a break. But thankfully, I got through those moments. And again, that ginormous why, my why, it was everything to me to keep, to have a family that had unity was, it was big enough to keep me going. So despite me, despite all my weaknesses, despite all the things I didn't know when I started or kept going, the journey was and is still crazy incredible. And I expect that I'll keep being involved with my grandchildren and doing art classes and hopefully field trips and, you know, trying to make my grandchildren's homeschool experience fun for them too, and supporting my kids any way that I can. So great, yeah, just nuts. I'm on to the next generation already. So in closing, before I think it's going to open up for some questions, I was in a road show. If you're as old as me, you remember what a road show is. The church used to have the youth do theatrical performances, and then you would compete in your stake. And there is a line in the road show that was written for my ward, and this is in 1982. So I was a sophomore or maybe a junior, I can't remember, in high school. And this line from this road show has given me a lot of push throughout my whole life. It still does. Even at my age now, when I face something, I remember this line from the road show. So I'm going to close with a quote from my 1982 roadshow. When life is getting you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit, don't you quit, don't you quit. So that is my closing, just hopefully inspiration for you. Don't quit before the fruit gets really, really good. And don't miss out on the vision that you created and your whys that you have for yourself and for your family. And just throwing this out to my husband, who I think is watching, I'm still hoping for a retirement party and trip to Hawaii to close out my homeschooling experience. So there you go.
Thank you so much, Holly. I hope you get your trip to Hawaii. You deserve it. My mother is one of my greatest allies. Anytime my children get stuck, she has them go to her house for reading camp or math camp or whatever. So I was homeschooled a few years, and I love that my mother helps me with my children. So
that's awesome.
If any of you have any questions or comments for Holly, if you want to type those in, the one question I have so far is, what is your best motivation trick that you learned for your kids?
Oh gosh, well that changed, you know, from different ages, because it was so easy when they were little. It was like M&Ms or something really tiny, and then it got bigger. We actually, as far as with their school, I think what around when my first three oldest were teens, we started to realize that, you know, the little cute chart I had wasn't going to keep motivating them at all. And so we actually started doing a program where we had their, if they finished their chores and their schoolwork, and we included in that had a positive attitude, because that, I mean, you can get your school done and be a nightmare, you know. So we added positive attitude into that. If you accomplish those things in your day, we had a commission program. And so this was a few years ago. I don't know if they'd go for this much money anymore. I thought it was generous, but we gave them $5 a day commission. And then that money had a purpose. So that was to pay for their extra curricular activities, or, you know, it had a purpose. It wasn't just silly money, but it kind of gave my kids this desire. Like we didn't ever do allowances. We didn't want to do that, but we felt like if we incentivized growth and they're, you know, just being determined enough to get everything done every day, that that pattern would create so much fruit in the rest of their lives. It was worth it to us. And so, interestingly, if my mom and dad had offered me $5 a day when I was a teenager, I would have been all over that. And I just want to say that some of my kids didn't even care. But the ones that did made bank, and they were able to go to movies with friends and pay for extra clothes or whatever they wanted to do. And those skill sets have sticked with, you know, it stayed with them. Most of them are very good at that.
That's good. All right, Holly, thank you so much. We had a comment from Cassandra Smith. She says that she hears airfare in Hawaii is really affordable right now. Good time to buy.
There's nowhere to go when you get there, I guess. But yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Holly. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.